Hi, everybody. This is Terry Nazon, world-famous astrologer, and today is Thursday. Thursdays are ruled by the planet Jupiter, and while the moon is going to be new tonight at about 7:45 p.m. Eastern time, that means that you have a unique opportunity to get things together, to kind of finish projects before the sun enters the sign of Aries and it's the spring equinox. Then everything changes. So of course the month of March is going to be a little bit hectic because you kind of get a fresh start on something, but then you may have to go back and finish or edit things up a little bit. And that's okay. The wonderful thing about the universe is it gives you time most of the time to get things right. So the moon is in Pisces, and this opens you to psychic experiences and favors your intuition. So you might feel things. You might walk into a place and you might not feel the right vibe. And that may be an indication that you should leave. So everything has to feel right when the moon is in the sign of Pisces. And tonight when the new moon is in the sign of Pisces, that means that, hey, this is a good time to like clean off your desk, finish projects, get things done that you wanted to get done, face your fears, heal, fix yourself, take some time off, just to relax if life got a little bit too crazy in your life with Mars retrograde in Cancer. All of these things are just fine to do. Go to the spa, go to the ocean, just rest a little bit. And because once the sun moves into the sign of Aries, things are going to move very fast. Now we do have Venus, in the sign of Aries right now, but, Venus rules luxuries. She's not, pushing you forward in any sort of ambitious way. So today, get in touch with your otherworldly feelings, how you feel, and try to face your fears and your insecurities. With all these planets in the sign of Pisces, sometimes we could feel that everybody else has the advantage except us. No, this is a time when you should be buckling down because the sign of Pisces, after all, is the last sign of the zodiac and has all of the power and all of the influence of the other 11 signs of the zodiac. So it's actually stronger than the other signs of the zodiac. So knowing this, what will you do? Aries, you know that you have all of these planets in your 12th house. It's time to start something new. It's time to finish up what you started over the past few years and plan for the future. And Taurus, this can be a wacky time for you because all of these planets catch you off guard in your 11th house, but it is a good time to make new friends and to solidify your friendships. Gemini, the new moon is still in your solar 10th house of success, fame, and fortune. So there's still lots to be done with your career and with your ambitions. Cancer is a little bit of a difficult thing because Pluto has gotten out of the 7th house where he spent a long, long time and is now in your 8th house. You don't owe anything to anybody now. Leo is our leader, our executive, the person in charge. They love to find themselves, at the top of their game. But this is a little shaky now with Uranus up there in your 10th house. Still, the moon is in your 8th house of big money. So there's something to be had there. Virgo puts too much attention on other people, and maybe they should put as much attention on their career and their own personal ambitions as they do on other people. Let it go, Virgo. Libra, you're the sign of the relationships, and of course, the new moon is in your 6th house of employment and work. Say what? It's not going to be until the sun actually gets into your 7th house that you'll find someone to love you, someone adventurous, somebody to do new things with. Until then, it's dysfunction. Oh my. Scorpio, this new moon in Pisces is in another water sign, and that's just fantastic for you. Of course, it is in your 5th house of love and romance, and Saturn is there too. You faced a lot of unrequited love and people not loving you back, but that will soon fade. You might find someone to make a home with, somebody to be there all the time with you. That's a dream. That might be nice. Sagittarius, the moon is in your 4th house where you're stuck in the house and you have all kinds of family obligations. Sometimes it works, and then sometimes you get a lot of family arguments or feeling hemmed in by your family. Now you're the little bird who needs to leave the nest. Soon enough, you will. Capricorn, all these planets in your third house makes you wonder if what you're seeing is true, which brings to mind, check your eyesight, please. Aquarius, this new moon is in your second house of money, and I love it. I love it because you might have more money. You might end up the big winner. You might end up with more money than every other sun sign. That's not a bad thing. Pisces, of course, it's your time with everything just culminating in the sign of Pisces. This is really your time. Set aside the past, no insecurities, no worries, and just do you. Well, that's all for now. I hope that you're enjoying these podcasts, and I'm only going to make them better. So sign up, like, share, and let me know how you feel about it. That's all for now.